Santa has been part of black pop music ever since it's been made, from Louis Armstrong's Christmas in Harlem to Curtis Blow's Christmas Rapping, which was, by the way, the first rap record to sell a million. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward says, if you want a cool Yule, listen to this.
I'll be home for Christmas. Snow and mistletoe present on the tree.
What you're hearing here is something of a rarity. It's the Pilgrim Travelers singing I'll Be Home for Christmas, and it's probably the only recording I've ever heard of a black gospel group singing a Christmas song. Now, black popular music, that's a whole different thing. Ever since Charles Brown, singing with Johnny Moore's Three Blazers, took Merry Christmas Baby to the top of the charts in 1947, 48, and 50, rhythm and blues singers have known that Santa Claus would take care of those who took care of him.
Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. Yes, it's Christmas time. I wonder what Santa Claus gonna bring me this year. If he'll just bring my baby home, then that will ease my every care.
Joe Liggins was just the first of a long line of blues singers in the late 40s and early 50s to make that appeal. Of course, blues singing and the life surrounding it being what it is, some people, like Roy Milton, were aware that there were built-in risks when approaching the fat old man.
Well, if you see Santa Claus, please tell him this one thing for me. Yes, if you see Santa Claus, please tell him this one thing for me.
Of course, if you wanted to make sure that you got what you wanted, it didn't hurt to put the guy who might give it to you into a good mood, as Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers seemed to realize.
Big fat crazy Santa Claus with his red cigar. Big fat walk that crazy talk. Man, oh man, he's really gone. Big fat crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack. All the little hip cats jump for joy. Cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those droopy reindeer when Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys. So you better be good this Christmas Eve.
And if you were going to praise Santa, what higher praise could there be than to assume that, give or take a few reindeer and a few more pounds, he was a lot like yourself, which is to say, a pretty hip guy.
Oh, Santa Claus is a mighty good man. He hails in from a distant land. He's got good things for everyone. Let's jump in and have a little fun. Do the Santa Claus boogie. Oh, watch his feet. Got all the people dancing in the street.
That was the Voices, who knew how cool the old man was way back in the mid-50s. 4 years later, the Marquise, not the famous Stax group, felt it was wise to warn their friends with what they knew about the jolly old soul.
This is Santa Claus, it's the guy. Riding down in his rocket suit. Six jet engines and a overdrive. Moving him, zooming, coming across the sky. If you've been good like I know you should, Santa this year's gonna treat you good. But don't you try none of your lame tricks, cause this year's Santa, he's done got hip. The boy that's west of the wall. All you need.
Of course, every year there are those who feel the sting of disappointment, and in order to save face, they make excuses.
You talk about Santa Claus, you want to know what it's all about. Santa Claus got drunk last night, everybody tried to throw him out. But I want to tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now, while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid-Spring Valley.
I suspect that this guy, Clyde Lashley, might have found a little bit of coal in his stocking before he recorded that song in 1960. But times were changing, and even Santa Claus was undergoing an image change. Before long, James Brown was insisting that Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto, where the children who have been good, despite the misery of their surroundings, get a little something to reward them. When department stores started integrating their Santa Clauses in the 60s, I remember some diehards wondering how kids would react to a black Santa. If the records I've just played mean anything, and they're only a small selection of what's on hand, it's that the spirit of Christmas knows no racial boundaries and that Santa comes in all shades. Here's hoping he comes to you this year.
Ed Ward is co-author of Rock of Ages, The Rolling Stone History of Rock and Roll.